You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
We're nowhere and everywhere.
Whoever you were before, that's over.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are reviewing the latest film from, I believe it's Blumhouse. Oh, no, it's just Lionsgate. Never mind. It's actually from QC. Not Quality Control, though. The latest
rap label.
The latest horror film of 2020. We haven't got that many releases of horror this year, but we definitely got this one. Antebellum, starring the hit artist Janelle Monáe. You got most
this
of
this is considered a horror.
That's what they say. I thought it was thriller, but they said horror.
Yeah.
So now you spoke about this first. So what are your thoughts overall? Did you like it, love it, hate it?
Okay, so I went into this thinking this was gonna be absolute garbage, simply because one, the way they promoted it before the pandemic, and the way they said this was from the producers of Jordan Peele's Get Out and Us. Like, I knew from the gate, it's like they're pushing this as a Jordan Peele film almost. So it made me feel like, okay, this must be bad because they're trying to latch it on to something else. And then I started seeing, like, I didn't see any spoilers, but I would see people's comments and none of them felt like they were positive. So I went in thinking this was about to be a bunch of trash. And while I can't say that this is a great movie, it was better than I expected it to be.
Really?
It was. And that's just because I had extremely low expectations for it. It had the potential to be good, but it just wasn't.
Yeah, like, to your point, I think all black horror is going to have, somebody's going to say Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
They need to stay doing that man dirty.
They about to say, hey, they going to use him for, they going to Trojan horse him for as many projects we going
to
get.
He need to talk to his brand manager. Somebody. Yeah.
Ken, what are your thoughts on it?
I think 3/4 of a way through, I was like, man, this better not be what I think it is.
What?
And I was so that didn't help. And the reason why that didn't help was kind of, I'm gonna piggyback on what Nate said, the potential that they could have had if this was done right would have been crazy, I think. But it didn't come all the way through. It didn't go there. I was disappointed.
Mike, do you understand what they mean by the potential of this film, or did you see it through and through for what it was?
I thought it was a cool idea that could have gone somewhere tight, but it absolutely didn't. It was trash. I think they could have done a better job at not giving away the entire story at the fucking beginning of the movie, which I'm a little surprised that one of y'all, I think it was you, Ken, that said that, like, 3/4 of the way through, you were like, oh, okay, now I see this.
When the phone popped up.
So you didn't know that it was that from the beginning. I thought it was obvious as shit. The first person they killed had a fucking septum ring. And I was like, why are they in slave days? And this woman has a septum ring.
I didn't see that because I was halfway paying attention in the beginning.
I
watched it today as well, and I was editing too.
Okay.
So I was doing two things at once.
I was hoping it was like some other dimensional thing. Mm-mm. I was like, this can't just be simply current day. Like, this gotta be like they throwing them in the past or some shit.
I thought it was like that too, based on the trailer too.
The trailer, I thought it was more gonna be like a supernatural horror movie set in the olden days.
Yes.
Right.
But when nothing supernatural happened at the beginning and he shot that woman or that girl or whatever, I was just like, are they serious? Like, that's really what they're about to do? And yeah, I was like, okay, wow, this is fucking stupid.
Right. Right. Your thoughts?
Man, this shit was tight, bro. I don't know what y'all talking about. I love it.
I'm a simple nigga. I don't need much.
Man,
I haven't heard you say that in a long time, Rob.
What?
This shit tight.
You ain't gonna hear me say it now.
Not today.
Not today. Yeah, man. I'll just be dittoing everybody what everybody else said. So I won't even. I'll skip that part. I just everything y'all just said. But the part that is just like how I rolled at is like you market this as a horror thriller. Like it was nothing. I mean, like nothing. was horror or thriller. I mean, none of that, bro. Like, I
you wouldn't give it thriller?
I wouldn't even give it thriller. Like, what was the thrill?
Like, what? You got like, to say it like that.
Like, real talk.
I get you.
And then the moments that was supposed to be, it was like the typical trope of like a little white girl that's supposed to be scary. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the moments that you chose is just so typical. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, like this is, I was just in disbelief that this movie was like this. I'm like, wow.
I'm more in disbelief. I don't really care for the movie either. I was laughing at it more than taking it seriously. But like, this was actually going to be released in theaters, bro.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
They was going to roll
bless
this.
Them, Lord.
Like the way they Mike, I think you mentioned the way they marketed this shit, like they was going to expect this to be like Get Out 2020.
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah,
that's what I was expecting.
That's how they made it seem.
That's why I knew it wasn't gonna be good because I was like, they pushing that too hard. This can't stand on its own. Like they can't do a trailer without mentioning. Anytime a trailer has to mention another movie, to me, it's a clear indication that something with this movie ain't gonna stick.
See,
and
I think every movie does that though.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said every movie kind of does that. Yeah,
especially if it's from the same
from the producers
studio.
Of the they all do that. They take what was the hit and then they apply it.
Because when's the last time a movie really just popped up on the scene and wrote its own coattails?
That was Get Out.
Get Out.
Get Out. Exactly. Yeah.
What are the people saying about this?
I don't know.
I think they hate it. A lot of people. I've seen a couple. Yeah, they fucking hate it. It's just like they missed the mark and missed opportunities.
It could have been so good.
Yeah,
it could have been. Yeah, the idea was pretty cool. But it's like, it just didn't land at all. It felt so flat. It felt so flat, and you could have touched on so many other things and went a lot deeper into the story, and you just missed it so bad.
Say your name, girl. Say your name.
Like,
Edie. My name,
Edie. Is this a Kunta Kinte reference? Is that what this is?
Yes.
Jesus.
It's like, come on, man. What are we doing right now?
Listen,
and the other thing I was thinking, I don't know if y'all thought this. What you about to say?
She can't review another fucking badge. We got to find some good material, honey. I can't do it.
This is getting depressing. It really is. This is really getting depressing.
That's starting to hate me. I'm looking at these. They starting to hate me.
No, that's not your fault. I think I brought this one up.
But I just don't want to keep shitting on everything. Like, I like films.
That's how I feel, too. I feel like we're shitting on black art a lot. But, hey, that might need to happen. So...
We gotta break the wall.
I mean, studios can't just be giving money to any old Negro showing up and talking about, I got a horror movie. And can't we, like, why are we always talking about fucking slavery? Like, come on, bro.
So the opening when the lady was running the horse.
That was dumb dramatic.
Like that. So that's what I was saying. I was like, before I even realized where it was going, I was like, man, cause I really thought it was set in like the
olden
time.
Days. Yeah.
I was like, man, well, people don't really realize that shit is fucking real. Like, it's not a movie. Like, people are watching it as a movie, but that shit really happened to black people. And, it was frustrating me, but But at the same time, Mike, I had the same thought. I'm like, but man, like, damn, I don't want to keep reliving this shit.
Right.
You know, so.
But the thing I was going to say, like, being that it was present time, like, don't you think, like, we would have did something? Like, this isn't real slavery time.
Come on. Yeah.
Like, imagine if these people kidnapped Dead End Hip Hop.
Ain't bro, no way we just
ain't
gonna
no
fold.
Fucking way.
That's a comedy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
ain't no way. Michael be asking too many questions. Hold on. This ain't my Uber. Fuck
right.
Fuck
that shit. You think you gonna really be asking music?
No, bro. I'm not
a kid picking cotton.
No
fucking way.
No fucking way. I might at some point. If they break Ken, I might just have to go ahead and pick cotton. I'm not even gonna front. If they give Ken that trip still, hey, bro. It was like, it's over.
Right?
If they give Ken the white girl tattoo, bro, I might be like, all right, bro, fine. Shit. I'll get the goddamn cotton. Fuck.
Crack ass, crack.
When he kept on mumbling shit on his breath, Ken, I'm crying, laughing. He's about some cracker. He looked around like, bro, who said that? I'm like, bro, they can't be serious. This was not supposed to come out. Like, who wrote this shit? Like,
you're
the only brother there. Who the fuck you think said it?
Oh, God.
Oh, crackle. What the fuck? And why was that the only thing he could say at the time of distraction?
Every man, come on, he's man.
Like, it didn't even work.
Jesus.
Because he just went right here. He's like, oh, man.
I'll be back. I'll be right back.
Oh, God.
And then his little traumatic scene, the boys in the hood scene in that little chimney. Come on, man. When he was he was on the, he was just throwing shit around.
The necklace.
But no, what Rod just said is exactly how I felt. I was like, bro, you got all these modern day black people.
Yes. Yes.
And y'all broke them that easy. Mm-mm. Ain't no fuck. I was looking at my Kanye like, this shit look like a choice.
Right.
Yeah.
This
right.
Shit.
They walking around like, in slavery
time. Right. What the fuck?
And they even started talking like slaves.
Yep. Like, what the fuck are
they
you doing?
In.
What we gonna do?
Yep.
Where we gonna go? We got to go to Myra. We got to go.
Man, when she said, I was like, how does she know he even heard her? Cause she was whispering.
Wait, what which part?
When she was like, we going tonight. We going
did
tonight.
Did she whisper that shit? No, and then she turned off.
And he over here whistle while you twerk.
Man,
like, that's
come
like
on,
that was
man.
Face off. Come on.
This shit was so fucking stupid. Uh-huh. And you could just leave. I didn't know that you could pick the cotton. And then you just leave when you feel like.
I stopped, man.
She just left and left mad. I'm like, ain't nobody beat your ass for that. You already got the fucking, the stamp and you just gonna leave. Walking off all hard. The fuck?
So you didn't like Janelle Monáe's performance?
I love me some Janelle Monáe. Oh, and I think she's an amazing, not even on some like sexual shit. I just think I just love her as a person. I think she's brilliant. And as an actress, I think she's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think she did the best with what she gave,
absolutely.
What they gave her.
Absolutely.
I can only blame her agent for this. I can't blame her.
Yeah, she's actually pretty good. I actually am liking her. The best thing about this movie from her perspective, her outfits was fire.
Yeah, she was killing it. She was killing it.
Who was the wardrobe? That was just like, bored. But nah, she wasn't bad to me. It was just
the
was story. Just yeah, like, and then it was like the X-Men theme song. Remember when she was throwing, she had the torch after she torched the white people.
You jumping all the way to the end?
I mean, might as well.
That's what I'm saying. We jumping all the way. I don't
Damn, Nick. All right.
I'm just saying, like, it was.
It's nothing to the story that requires a whole lot to talk about.
Really, yeah.
Well, like, okay. So there's a couple other things that gave this away for me. And I know this would not be something that, most people would even notice, but like, again, I don't understand why they were giving away the entire story at the beginning of the film, but I already talked about the chick with the nose thing. And then did y'all notice those guys that were chanting blood and soil?
Mm-mm.
Like, it was right before that, they had that part under the tent Mm-mm. where they're all eating dinner and they're giving a speech.
Oh yeah.
Before that, there's this army walking mm-hmm. like blood and soil, blood and soil, blood and soil. That's a fucking Nazi chant. That's not a Confederate chant. And the only reason I know that is because I bought some music one time and that was in there and I didn't know what it meant. So I had to look it up and I was like, wow. Oh, this band are Nazis. Oops.
Wow.
But yeah, like that's a Nazi chant. And the other one was the, it was like folk family and something. I forget what it was, but it was something, it was folk family and something else. That's another like chant. That's an Odinist chant that Nazis took on.
Mm.
So it's like, what are you guys doing? Why didn't you guys have them just saying some old regular ass Confederate shit? Confederate soldiers didn't say blood and soil. They didn't even know what that was. Mm-hmm. It made no fucking sense. You could have just had them chanting, we hate niggers or something. I don't know what the fuck Confederate soldiers chanted.
Did they even call any of them niggers?
They said
yeah,
Negro.
They said nigger plenty of times.
Okay.
Really?
I can't remember.
Remember them saying Negro. Not even nigger.
Yeah, I think they said Negro.
Why wouldn't they say nigger then?
I don't know.
I think people trying to slow down on the nigger.
How you slow down, but you fucking...
Right.
And raping women.
Tarantino'd.
Like, yeah, that's what I was about to say too.
Do you think that guy was, the white guy was acting, or do you think he was serious? So the one that saw the light skinned girl and was like, oh, you pretty. And then she was actually went to the quarters later.
Oh, he beat her up.
Yeah. But do you think it was an act for him? Like he was shy and then just kind of flipped out or?
Yeah, I think that was an act.
Okay.
I looked at that as an act.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he was legit shy. And then he tried to like be a man real quick. Cause he was yelling. He was like, I'm as much of a Confederate soldier as they are.
I thought that at first until I figured out what the whole thing was.
Mm-hmm. So he thought that everybody was acting.
Yeah. I think everybody.
Yeah. But he didn't sleep with her though.
Huh?
Right. He just slapped her because he was trying to show himself as being.
Cause he wanted his own kind.
Nah, he didn't.
That's what he said.
Nah, I think what it was is.
I'm just saying he said that though. He's like, he wanted his own kind. He didn't want to sleep with a black woman.
I don't think that's exactly what he said. I know the part you're talking about, but I don't think that's exactly what, I don't think he just said, I want my own kind. I don't even want to do that. I think there was something else to that. And I wish I could remember the exact line.
I thought it was more so like you were saying as far as his shyness, the fact that she was so comfortable with him, I think he still was like, I'm still better than you.
Yeah. Right.
So that's why when he was like, make sure you call me sir and all the other goofy mm-hmm. shit, it was just like, He was being emasculated by someone who he didn't feel like deserved to put him in that position.
Because he probably felt right. like she was trying to play him yeah. and take advantage of his weakness. And
right.
He tried to
or call, even call, even to address it was probably emasculating for him. Like he probably like.
Cause remember what he said when he walked out? It was like, you better tell him I gave it to you or something mm-hmm. along those
exactly.
lines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, why would he pretend to be shy in front of the other soldiers, but then be a badass behind closed doors?
Was she pregnant?
Yeah. That's why when he kicked her, she lost her baby and hung herself.
Yeah, I didn't notice. I figured when she, you know, started bleeding, whatever. But
did she hung herself?
Yeah,
that was the extreme part.
What? I mean, that's not extreme.
That's not extreme.
Well, because it was just
there's
like,
no yeah, hope.
Because like once I figured it out, at first I thought when I saw the movie and when the light skinned girl came up to Janelle Monáe and said like, mm-hmm. "I know who you are," I thought it was like black people time traveling to free slaves.
That would have been cooler.
That's what I thought it was.
That Lovecraft country thinking right there.
A lot of showed up.
I had hella questions like, why is she fucking up the mission? Because I'm just like, bro, like I'm thinking, oh, that's a dope concept in a way, I guess. Like maybe Harriet Tubman, it was just like a organization, not really a person. But
see, when it finishes, even that didn't make any fucking sense. Because when we find out who Janelle Monáe's character actually is, why are you immediately going to her and expecting that she's the activist that has the plan?
That's when I was like, all right, this
she's a fucking author and she gives speeches.
But that's how they think though.
If I showed up on a fucking white plantation and Michael Eric Dyson starts walking by, I'm not going to be like, oh, Michael Eric Dyson, he's the one. You have the plan. I know who you are. I'm going to be like, nah, man, who the fucking warrior up in this bitch?
So that's what I'm saying. It was just a random
Warriors fight. You still need somebody to lead and come up with the plans.
But she immediately went to Janelle Monáe and assumed that she had all of the ideas and the plans. But
the white woman.
Say again?
The pregnant chick
went straight to Janelle Monáe and was just like,
yeah, but I think that's how certain black people look to people that are thought leaders in that space. That they have all of the answers because they write about this shit and study white people.
If she had the answer,
like
she wouldn't be up here getting an ass whooped with you.
If Michael Eric Dyson sold up, I'd have been like, nigga, what's the plan?
I wouldn't. I'd be like, damn, this is fucked up. We all fucked up. They got you too, Michael Eric Dyson? Shit, I'm a dumbass and they got me. I get it, but yo, smart ass, you should have figured a way out this motherfucker.
Yeah, it would have to be The Rock or somebody. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to The Rock.
What about Killer Mike?
I'm not going to no Killer Mike for that. I'm going to them real G's, bro. If Chief Keef show up, how are we getting out of this, bro? How are we getting out of this? Little Wayne show up. Well, hey, how we get Gucci show up? If Gucci show Gucci. Up, Gucci and Walker show up. Hey, bro, how we getting out of this?
Right. Gonna get us out.
He gonna work it out.
Little Wayne, Chief Keef, no.
You crazy? You crazy? Chief Keef could take 13 bullets and still fight. I'm be like Michael Eric Dyson, sit this one out. We don't need your intellect right now.
You just plot us a path out of here.
Right. You can work on getting us back to like normal life. After this, but right now
you can just like address the crowd,
get us amped up.
But I get that part. I get her thinking about that. Yeah,
we'll be back after this quick break.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, "Breakfast is on me." Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, "Breakfast is on me." Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, "Breakfast is on me." Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
This shit was trash.
Yeah. Bro. Precious in this?
Okay. So I'm conflicted on Precious. I did like her performance.
I did too.
Yes. I thought she did great, but... And this is going to sound bad, but I'm going to be honest. I think that their struggle to push for inclusion came off very hokey. All right. Let's be honest.
Cause she big.
Come on, man. Y'all not gonna try to paint me like I'm the only one thinking this shit.
I thought you was gonna say it was a very big butt when you said butt.
You know he with you.
I gotta give her a call. She lost weight, so good for her. She's trying to get healthier.
Yeah.
Get
us shut
down. But I'm saying, what'd you say?
I said Nick gonna get us shut down.
No, I'm not trying to make fun. I'm saying, let's be real. Like that scene at the restaurant was bullshit. All right, with the extra exceptionally fine dude.
Did we ever see his face?
No,
I thought we did. Saw, yeah, I saw his face like
half. Not fully, but we
and when
got
he
a
was
picture.
At the bar.
Yeah,
yeah, you saw his face, but he comes over to the table and he's going straight to Precious, and he's just like, "I wanted to get you this drink." It's like, "Oh, well, we drink champagne, and your game is whack, and you should have got thin." But here's my
number.
I was like, "Come on, y'all! Like, look, I am all for y'all trying to." Push these ideas of being inclusive for everybody. But that shit seemed forced.
Yeah.
And it seemed fake.
Was he white or black? The guy.
He was white.
Bar?
He was like off-white.
Some of them,
some of them, but the odds of that happening are so fucking slim that it just seemed like it was pointless to put it in this movie. And the fact that she was such a shitball about it.
What was wrong with the table?
It was small. It was in the back.
And it was in the back by the dishes.
By the dishes and shit. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
I felt on that shit.
Yeah, no, I do too, because we do that shit when we go out.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be loud about
it. Yeah, don't sit us by the damn bathrooms and shit like that or in the back.
My mom does the same thing. I'm not sitting back there.
Nope.
What I was going to say. Was he talking to her? I thought he was
talking
to Janelle.
Only to her.
I thought he was talking to Janelle Monáe.
No, she was the one that was
assumed.
What? How do I assume that?
We would assume that he was going to approach
Janelle.
Oh,
that's what you would assume.
Yeah.
No, I thought he was talking to Janelle Monáe and then she interjected.
No. He was talking specifically to her.
He was.
And that's why she said, "But you can get my number."
Yeah, she had a whole,
And if that was that scenario might have been a little bit more believable because I've had like situations like that happen with girlfriends.
Like, oh yeah, you want to I've seen that happen.
Right. The whole table.
Yeah. Right.
I've seen that happen like that friend talk for everybody.
But that ain't what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not what happened.
No.
But that's
what I thought was
because
happening.
You're a writer and you have common fucking sense. And again, I'm not trying to insult anybody. Stop it, Nick.
Her whole character was very, like, I'm 100% with you, Ma. Her character had an agenda.
Yes, yes, exactly. It was extremely forced. And if I was Precious, I'd be like, fuck y'all. That's fucked up what y'all did to me.
Yeah.
Because you made her character extremely unbelievable. All right. She shows up. She's very forceful and loud, and she's a relationship expert. And then she's talking about, I'm going to try to fuck tonight. And the first exceptionally fine guy, in air quotes, that y'all see, he goes straight to her, ignores Janelle Monáe and the other friend. Come on. Come on. What are we doing?
Are y'all sure?
Why yes.
Okay.
He came, because I actually rewound that part back because I was genuinely like, is that what they're trying to do? Because it just didn't seem natural.
And it fit with the theme of her character. Like, there were aspects of her character that were definitely believable, but that was like on the tail. That was like the last part.
Yeah.
To wrap it up. So that's why I still saw it. I could see how you saw something different.
Yeah, I could too.
But yeah, I saw it that way. Plus everything else that happened, her behavior, her dialogue, everything that she did leading up to that, that was a conclusion to that.
Yeah. Because Janelle Monáe doesn't even respond to him. Nope. Not once.
But they put the camera on her though.
On both of them. They showed Janelle and the white girl too. Yeah.
It was on both of them.
It was just
he came over and he says something like, how are you doing? I just want to come over and tell you that you're gorgeous. And Precious says, thank you.
Yeah,
Janelle Monáe doesn't say shit.
Right, but I looked at it again. Yeah, I just looked at it like she said, oh, thank you, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
He was talking to her.
She had a moist-ass business card when she gave her phone number. She pulled it out from the bottom of her titty. I'm like,
oh, really? I didn't even notice that.
I wouldn't even take that. Like, you could just tell
me. Yes,
you
would.
I just like, I got a phone right here.
You probably lick it, too.
For real, I'm taking Precious's business card in a heartbeat. Shit.
From the bottom of the table.
Bottom of the table.
I'll go down there and get it. Right. He's excavation down that motherfucker, boy. Go
nice and warm, boy. Oh,
shit. Like a sexy fondue.
Hey, bro, I'm going down there, bro. Come out soaking wet. In slow mo.
So when the twist.
When the tit what?
Fucked up.
You think about that Precious titty.
Damn, man. I hate y'all. So the twist that we talked about. Ken, you said it threw you off? Like when you found
it didn't. I was just like, they better not be doing what I think they're doing. Like when the phone rung and she woke up and she with the white guy, and then just all kind of shit just fell apart from there. It was like, okay, so you've been kidnapped. You're on this plantation.
Oh, they rushed it after that.
And yeah. And then you're like voluntarily sleeping with this white man when you have a husband.
It wasn't voluntary.
Yes, wrong choice of word. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. I guess when I use that word,
you're saying,
I'm thinking
she should have been gone. Is
yes,
what saying?
That's what I was saying.
What do you mean she should have?
So I'm kind of going back to what you were saying. Well, I think what I was saying.
Oh,
like,
I got you.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like y'all know this shit ain't real. Why the fuck are you still there?
I got you.
Yeah, that's what I meant by the word voluntary. But you're right, she was being raped. But
nah, yeah. You're right, actually.
Why the fuck were you still there?
Right,
you should have ran.
Not.
What?
They did try to run. Remember, that's how the beginning starts.
She should have kept running. They didn't even have that many guns.
That ain't, it's easier said than done, Mike.
No, it ain't.
Keep running.
Yeah. Harriet did it. God damn it.
She had no resources.
She didn't have none, bro. She didn't even know what freedom was. She just knew she wanted it. Janelle Monáe had a little piece of it.
She didn't know where she was going.
She had no GPS, nothing.
All that said, like,
That's all she had was the North Star. That's all.
The North Star of the dream.
She can figure that shit out with the North Star. Your ass can figure this out too.
The fuck, man? Come on, bro. Thank you. Come on.
That's some bullshit.
She's right. This shit looked like a motherfucking choice.
Back in the day, when I thought it was back in the day, that made total sense because
you had no options.
You had no options. Yeah. But I'm like, shit, you got the dude from, Dear White People being your daddy. He was in the Netflix show. Yeah. Her husband.
Oh,
and then the kid and shit like that. He's going to be like that new,
black dude coming up.
Yep.
Which guy is he?
Watch him.
Her husband. Janelle Monáe's husband.
In real life.
Yes.
Oh, no, not in the real world.
In the current
world.
In the
current world. Okay.
Their child can't act either.
Oh, no, that kid was
that was one of the worst child actors I've ever
Come
seen.
Come on.
That was RJ level, bro.
You don't know RJ.
Was it?
Yeah.
She was, yeah. It was just so her. Lifeless. Like, she looked cute. Like, yeah, it's a cute little girl, but like,
I thought she
the expressions was like, all right,
I'll be back, baby.
Bye bye, me.
But yeah, it was like, I don't know, man. It was just, when I saw him answer that phone and talking on the phone, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why have nobody killed these motherfuckers yet? Mm-hmm. Or at least tried. Mm-hmm. And then this motherfucker, the cracker ass cracker Negro, like,
Jesus Christ.
Why the fuck have you done anything?
Right. You saw why. Well, he got taken out by the oldest, fattest, sloppiest white dude there.
In like two swings.
With an axe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
Like,
what are you
doing? You can't dodge this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, Jesus. Yeah, it was bad, man. Mm-hmm. It was bad. And here's the thing about this idea is that white people be doing that shit for real. So that's why I think the idea of doing something like that, putting that in a movie could have been great because they have all that kind of shit. They doing that shit to this day.
You talking about the Civil War reenactment?
Yeah, that reenactment shit. Yeah. That shit's out there by me.
Yeah.
So imagine kidnapping black people, taking them off somewhere that they can't even be found.
Because you can't say that you don't think about that. Like when you see these civil rights or Civil War enactors, it's like, okay, yeah, so what y'all do? Like what
y'all get paid for this?
Back there? Yeah. Like, I just like what's real?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it was kind of a cool idea that they just didn't do right. Like, remember that school in Athens got in trouble for paying those little black kids to pick cotton during one of their parades?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is not beyond the realm of white people.
Yes.
At all.
And with all the people that are, like, you got all these women who are getting snatched up due to, like, sex trafficking and all this kind of stuff. Like, the idea of people snatching up black people and hiding them out as slaves could have been really, really interesting if they had actually taken the time to tell that story. That's not what this was, unfortunately.
Show how you broke them.
Right.
Because y'all just load them up on a truck and they just hop off already slaves.
Didn't they? But I mean, they showed it with Janelle Monáe. Remember she got...
All they did was bust her head up against the window and then she across the back of a horse.
No, when she was getting burned on her back. Remember
but that's a woman. And I'm not trying to be misogynistic, but I could see women seeing men broken and being like, well, shit, if they can't force them their way out of this physically, we can't either. But they didn't even show any of that. The only black dude we saw was the dude that got his ass whooped by the old fat white guy. That's it.
Yeah, because at any moment, like I said, man,
we'd have rushed
them. You could have rushed them. You could have rushed them, took the gun, like held them hostage. Like, yo, tell us how to get the fuck up out of here. Like, how has that not happened yet?
Some people be scared, bro. A lot of niggas be scary out here.
In this time,
you whoop my ass one time.
It's a lot of
and I'm gonna go talk to somebody.
I'm just saying, there's a lot. Like
that would be slaves.
No, Mike, you had this point. I mean,
what nigga you know that will be a slave?
But in the I know this is a different context. But you always say like white black people always be talking about something like, bro, if I was a slave back then, shit gonna go down differently. But then you put them in these circumstances and they be like, bro, shit, you really fight or flight. Most niggas is
flight. Nah, bro. Cause like Ken said,
what the fuck? Oh,
like Ken said, if these were like actual black slave people in slave times, I understand.
Right.
Cause you don't really understand like how to get out of this. You don't regular ass black people now
in 2020
and you throwing them in a fucking, in a field talking about you a slave now, boy.
In Louisiana.
Come on, bro. Get the fuck out of here. You have to show me these dudes getting broken for me to take this movie seriously. Right. Mm. And they didn't show any of that.
If that was the case, it wouldn't be prisons. Like, it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have niggas caged up. Like, if you thought, you think you could just let niggas run around free in a prison? No. You have to have them locked down. They weren't locked down.
Nah, it didn't show it. It didn't give that impression that these dudes were really, and the thing about it is, once it ended, I'm really like, so y'all could have just went like about half a mile that way.
It was
for real.
Like, yeah, it was like 2 miles.
And she just figured out one day how to ride a horse. I don't know where that came from.
Boy,
she was like, get
what?
She was in an equestrian.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
It was in her house. They did tie that together.
And they talked to her. And her
I didn't see that because I was. I didn't either.
She had a war in her house.
Then she dragged the shit out of that bitch. Yeah. Boy.
When he lit that motherfucker on fire, they were like, "You better open this door, motherfucker."
Okay. See, that didn't make any damn sense either. So look, now they've been burning Negroes up in this little house this whole time.
In the chimney.
The ones that they killed. Yeah.
How come when she did it, the whole house burned down?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she did it wrong.
And then she walked off real slow. I told you. That shit was so trash. Like, it looked like a music video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you could tell these dudes have only done music videos.
Yeah. And that's when the X-Men theme song come on.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, that 90s.
That's what I kept hearing. I was like, am I watching something else?
Wait, was it really that song?
Bro, it sounded dead on. It was like, I'm like, man.
I was glad that she dragged the fuck out of her, though.
She dragged the fuck out of
her. And she beat her ass.
What did you think? Yeah, I was like, what do you think about the white woman? What kind of woman are you?
And she was like, she did that warrior scream. Ah!
I was hollering. I was dying.
The 2020 nigga came out of her.
That slave shit was
that
gone.
Slave shit was gone.
That slave shit was like, gone. Bitch. Said, what kind of woman are you? I watched that part. I swear to God. I watched that shit like 6 times in a row. I was in tears.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Like, oh, I told my funny. Daddy. Nah, really, she was, I picked everybody in here except you.
Now, what had me rolling my eyes, though, is when she, after she dragged her, she bunked her head on that statue.
On the Robert E.
Lee. Yeah, I was like, come on.
Came to a dead stop.
It was like,
shit was funny.
That was the scene I rewinded about 5 times. Like, I don't want to see that. Yeah, yeah. But no, I was
she
like,
took the white lady out proper.
She did.
Oh, she took the white lady out proper.
They had to give her the. That white
motherfuckers can't shoot though.
They can't.
Nah.
Sure can.
She did. That was some. Jesus.
Well, she wasn't a equestrian, so she knew how to move around.
She wasn't moving.
She was just going in a straight line.
Yeah.
Zigzag.
All she was saying was get. Didn't.
She did say get. Then get,
go get.
That was it. Mm.
They gave that white woman that monologue. She's like, where your black ass at?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I was like, why they got her talking? Why do all villains talk for so long?
Yeah, but.
You know, my favorite part was when that dude said mouthy darkies are a plague. I don't know why. I laughed my ass off. He said it so now. He's a man. Yeah, he's. Mouthy darkies are a plague. I was like, God damn. Mouthy darkies. That's some fucked up shit. You call somebody a mouthy darkie.
Bruh, white people be having the most clever racist thoughts and sayings, bro.
And all we got is crack ass cracker.
That's all we got.
You know what I'm saying?
And he said it twice. He said cracker. He said cracker ass cracker.
He could have said peckerwood at least once. Shit, something. Honky. Switch it up. Shit. Honky, right. He called you a mouthy darky, bro. I'm like, damn, dude. And all you guys, that hurt.
That's not supposed to be funny.
Man, but I'm saying, but that's the moment you fight. Look, they whoop your ass. They stamp you, all that. You hear him call you a mouthy darky?
He was a punk.
No,
ass
we rolling now.
He was a punk ass. Right. Cause remember when he was like, is that your lady? He took his hat off and looked at him real serious. He was like, yes, sir.
He sure
didn't do
did.
Shit. He didn't do shit like a little punk.
It's a lot of bitch ass niggas in the world.
For real, for real.
And so what was the significance of the ending of her just riding off into the sunset?
She reclaimed her freedom.
Get the fuck out of here.
She came out that mother like, she was like a warrior. Hello, explosions going on.
And rode by the white people that were just walking into the park.
They come at that time. Like, we were supposed to be really shocked that she was on this Civil War plantation.
I knew that's what it was.
Like,
yeah,
the way they showed it.
I did too. Once that phone started ringing.
Ooh, like nobody saw this shit coming.
Right.
This was not a plot twist. This was the plot.
If you see.
The twist is on us.
Hello.
That was deep.
They were really billing it as this movie had an amazing twist. Cause they were just like, if you watch the trailer, it says like, wait till you see the twist. So I was like, where's the twist? That's it.
She had more twists in her hair than a damn
sister. Yeah, I'm sure did all six.
Yeah, because once you figured it out, for those that figured it out before, and I feel for you if you didn't, like the seeing the statue, Robert E. Lee statue, didn't hit. It didn't do what it was
not
supposed
at all.
To do.
Not at all.
So
that's why I rolled my eyes. I was like, all right, I can see this.
They just missed.
Clearly, yeah. Like you said, Rod, they started wrapping this shit up soon as
cell phone came out. Oh yeah, this shit was. They wrapped this shit up.
Yeah, and she called the cops and she was just like, he had to get her to talk.
Do you notice that? When she first called the 911, she would just pause and he hit her.
My
name is Veronica and they got a bunch of us. I don't know where the fuck you are.
Stop talking slaves.
She's still talking like a fucking slave.
Like, man, we don't understand what you're like. Where
like,
are you
what
at?
Are you saying? Where are you? What time period are you in?
I don't know. They just got all of us.
So, and why when the call dropped, did the phone lock? What phone does that?
How I don't know.
Even,
but,
how did she even call? Well, she probably had
it was a 911 call. So
but why didn't she just call 911 again?
I did get. I don't understand why she once the signal went out that she was just like, "Oh, the phone is useless." Phone really ain't useless.
I just figured it out. Sorry.
But yeah, she hit 911, so the phone was never technically unlocked.
She needed to turn it on to send the pin to where they were. Yes, that's what it was.
But she wasted so much time on the phone. Like she should have been sent that.
But they all do that though. They all like you know talk when they hear that.
And then Cuz already sacrificed himself. He said, "Look, if I don't make it." Tell everybody about
he it. He didn't sacrifice himself. He just couldn't fight for shit.
That's what I'm saying. He knew he was going to die. He was I'm going to be out.
That shit pissed me off. Really?
No, I ain't going to. No, well, no, the way he said it, like, I ain't make it. Like, he knew these white niggas is going to kill me because I can't fight. So.
But at least take him out in a cool way. You hit him in the fucking heart with an axe.
Right.
The oldest, most decrepitest fucking white dude here. Mm. At least get taken out by the young dude with the mustache. You got taken out by this old dude. And there was two of you.
Mm-hmm.
There is two of you, and she got more licks than you did.
I did like how she was hiding behind the door and stuck his ass when he came out. Because I thought she was gonna run and keep running, and he was gonna chase her down. So I liked that she just kind of
you all in at that point, for,
man.
Why y'all had to come out? I was with you, Ken. I was surprised.
Yeah, I was just surprised.
Because I was going to be like, why would she run? She should just like creep up behind him and stab.
Because
you kind
of think about that. Yeah. She was like, oh, yeah, you could just sneak the motherfucker.
That nigga was still alive.
They could have been did that.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you.
How did the phone work by the horse and not by the house?
Maybe because the horse was closer to the tower.
Maybe the horse got 5G. I don't know. Oh, no.
They got the most. Yeah, they got the hot spot on the horse.
Right, the horse is a hot spot. A hot spot horse.
No, but shit.
This was embarrassing. This really felt like it was written by a white person.
I wish it was just like a Netflix.
She could have woke up and going back to what Rod said, she could have woke up, did that little gymnastic shit, and got on the horse and just rode out.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing that though. I was wondering why she was like creeping like that.
Oh, yeah. That part was cool. That part was actually pretty dope. Cause I didn't get it either until the end. I was like, oh, she's trying to get around.
And then
they
brought the hot yoga stuff back into it as well, as far as her flipping backwards and stuff.
Oh, I didn't even,
Yeah, everything that she knew
was used
in the same life. Like it ain't even like you're going back in time. The thing she knew last week.
That is true. She had all these.
She had to apply it the week later.
She had all these tools to her at her disposal. Like, she waited about 6 months before they actually use them.
Oh God.
Any last thoughts?
Fuck this movie.
I'm not going. I'm looking forward to Janelle Monáe's next performance.
Yeah, because I'm not blaming her. But this person, the people that I think it's a team of two people that did this. Mm-hmm. This is not a good way to jump out the gate, y'all. Y'all fucked up.
Christopher Renz and Gerard Bush.
Yeah.
Black.
I hope so.
I hope they
do. I really hope so.
White people wrote this on it. That's racism.
Said this whole movie just racist based
living
off
production. Living out a fantasy in a movie, man.
That maybe that's why they didn't say nigger not one time. Maybe it was written by white people.
Yeah, it was only like a handful of times they said Negro or something like that.
Let me tell you something. If this movie was written by some mouthy darkies, I'm gonna be really annoyed. I think I might be more annoyed if it was written by black people than if it was written by white people.
Because
I would expect a movie like this out of white people. But black people writing some shit like this, like, what are you fucking doing? I feel like the Lena Waithe movie all over again. Queen and Slim. I feel like the Queen and Slim shit all over again. Are they white?
It's a white and black team.
Oh, wow. That's them for real?
They look like they would write this movie.
They do.
They really do. So fuck both of y'all. Fuck both of y'all.
They look like they lived that situation.
They look like they
He call him mouthy darky every day. And he says, thank you, sir. Can I have another?
And then he's like, cracker.
What'd you say, mouthy darky?
Well, those are our thoughts on Antebellum. Please let us know your thoughts, whether you liked it, loved it, or hated, on FPS Podcast Reddit thread. And that's also the same handle for IG and Twitter. Please send us great recommendations because Nay's about to drop out.
Been dropped out.
Yeah, B been gone. He ain't been back since, unless we do like a thug hood review. But yeah, that's doing us for this week. We out. Peace.